you didn't have candy for like 2 weeks straight, and you saw all the Butterfinger, you'd be like, this is good.
Yeah, exactly. But at the like, time, you're like.
But when you're of like wealthy and Butterfingers, you're like, just throw this in the trash.
Yeah, just throw this in the, we don't even need this.
I mean, Tootsie Roll is almost like always trash.
Tootsie
level.
Roll's always
Tootsie
trash.
Tootsie Roll is like trash level candy.
Yeah,
like,
it is it trash. If you're giving kids Tootsie Rolls. Maybe there's some kids that love Tootsie
There might
Rolls.
Be some people that are like.
Really love them.
I like the fruity ones. But
fruity ones.
The chocolate ones. I was
yeah.
Like,
or like the fancy ones. I don't know what they're. But they
oh,
come in like the
I
nice...
forgot about those.
Like,
that's
you know
like
what I mean?
Memory unlocked. The
yeah.
It's like caramel. It has like the
yeah,
fruit
like
and then like cream mm-hmm. swirl. Man, I could go for that right now.
Me too. I don't know what it was,
that?
But those ones
Mom
were like
probably knows
so
what
good.
That is.
I bet
like
if I looked up
gets.
Like fancy Tootsie Rolls.
Like caramel Tootsie Roll is what it is. It's not Tootsie Roll though. It's a different brand. And they had like stripes on. Like,
yeah.
Like pink. There was a blue one.
I feel like I never saw them in stores.
There was an orange one, I think.
Hell yeah, there is.
It's like it's
welcome
fun.
To Checker Podski. Thank you for listening to our nonsense.
Thanks for tuning in. This
for
is
in.
We're here.
We're here. Barely.
We're blue. We're wearing lots of blue today.
Yeah, I am watching. I'm wearing blue.
We're the blue and green family.
We're the blue and green family.
We were notoriously known as not liking warm colors. As
yeah.
A whole family. Just...
Well, I put this on and Sean was like, oh, this blue is good on you. And I feel
it's
like
nice.
I don't.
It's fun.
I don't know. Everyone on like TikTok and stuff, a big thing is like color palette right now. And like, so all these women will be like, I really love this color, but like, what's not in my palette? And now I can't wear it anymore. And I'm like, oh God. So I'd be worried about like getting it done and then finding out I'm wearing like, because one girl found out she can't wear black and she's like, I love black and I want to wear black all the time.
Just
and I was like, I think you just do what you
want to
do. Yeah.
You, want
you just do what you want to do.
Yeah, I have to wear a bright purple all the time.
It's like
a color you don't
want to
wear.
What's your topic for today? What's your thing you want to say? What do you want to tell the people, Jess?
God, there was something else I wanted to tell you. That had to do with the comic thing because it brought up that Chappelle thing.
Oh, yeah.
About him being shitty and trying to pick up like a 20-year-old.
Gross.
Basically being like, you, I'll have sex with you. Come home with me.
Right. A woman just knows said that that basically that she was working at like a rooftop bar and that Chappelle asked her to like take down her like face mask that she was wearing because she was obviously in the service industry. And he was like basically like, oh, yeah, I'd have sex with you when he saw it.
Yeah.
So,
which there was something else I thought about around, I think, comics or something or comedians that was like a riff off of that. People being shitty or something, but I'm like, I can't remember right now.
Well, people being shitty and comedians, that's...
It's kind of,
Yeah, I think it's, like, it is funny because I think what's really off-putting is, like, so many male comics having so many bits about, like, their wife and how much they love them, and they are, like, cheating on the road. Like, a lot of them. Like,
oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
I've said, like, I've heard, like, a lot of women that worked with these comics and they've just been like, yeah, he propositioned me and it was weird and I felt awkward. And it's just, like,
so embarrassing.
You guys are so shitty. Like,
it just, like, doesn't stop.
And they're, like, 45. And these, like, girls are, like, 20, you know?
Yeah,
oh, actually, at the show yesterday, I did a show yesterday. And I was, you know, I was messing with the guy. I wasn't actually upset about it. But the first guy that went up, I was the first comic because I was like, I want to get up early. And so they put me up early. And the host was like, yeah, it's hard to date in your 30s and stuff. Like, I went on a date with this girl. She's 23. And we were talking about blah, blah, blah. And then whatever. And the joke didn't have to do with her being that age. And then the first thing I said when I went up there, I was like, did he go on a date with a 23-year-old and he's in his 30s? Kind of gross. And the audience was like, yeah, kind of gross.
Yeah, we don't like that.
We don't really like that. I mean, he took it well. I mean, but I was like, we got to start calling this stuff out. We're, can't handle it anymore. Sorry.
There's definitely a lack of shame.
Yes. Yes. I was just talking to our friends, Alex and Kristen. And I was like, we need a little more shame.
Or an ability to act on it. Maybe.
This
is so dumb. I read like a stupid like Instagram psychology kind of post, you know what I mean? Where it was like, oh, the parentified son or something that. And talked about that and like and that how that boy growing up ends up having like a lot of shame. But I was like, I think that they're so like removed from it or something that they don't I don't know. I'm just wondering if like okay, if shame is there, they certainly don't behave like they have shame. Do you know what I mean?
Or a lot of people don't. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
we were talking about this in the context of, because I was talking about this comic who went to like he ended up getting an award from the Adult Film Awards or something, and so he went and it was kind of like a Daily Show thing. But when they showed like stuff there, because we're talking about robots. Sex robots. And like some of the stuff they showed there, I was like, you guys, like, we need a little more shame. Like, I'm not a Puritan or whatever, but I feel like I'm like, we need to like reel it in a little.
Just a smidge.
We just need to like, and I'm like, I'm not kink shaming and like, do what you want, like, whatever. But I was like, we need to be like, you can't be like doing some of that stuff in public. I'm sorry. Like, this was like actual like people.
Yeah, just a side note. The sex robot thing is like, it's the same as like bringing a dildo around and be like, this is my date. Cause you know, men are gonna like bring a robot around in public. And it's like, that's kind of like a sex, like,
I feel like I think there's gonna be shame around that.
I would hope.
But I feel like it's.
And honestly,
it's probably gonna be, it's not gonna be like bringing up a girlfriend around. It's gonna be like bringing a car around. Like a nice car. Like, what model did you get? Like, oh, I got the Lindsay 3000.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, and she has, like, this new thing that she can do.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's going to be. Yeah, it's not going to be, like, this is Lindsay. She listens to me. She's, like, really helpful around the house or whatever. Like, you should get to know her. She's great.
Oh, yeah. It's more like a car.
It's going to be,
yeah,
like, more objectification, I feel like.
Yeah, more like a car. Although I personally think it should be embarrassing because it's
something. I think it should be
embarrassing. It's the main reason that they're having it is literally for sex. So it's like, as much as it could be, like, carrying clothes and things up,
right,
and like helping you move into a house, right, and like doing physical labor, like that sort of thing, whatever, I guess it would help with, yeah. But like, you're bringing like a sex toy around. It's kind of disgusting. But we talked about it's kind of disgusting and weird. It's like, you know, I rub up against this piece of plastic, like, okay, gross.
It is really,
like,
funny.
They won't have that, but no, that's like what it is.
I do really like the idea of a sketch where like a woman just like comes to dinner with her dildo and she's like, yeah, this is Brian, guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, he's so helpful, and everyone's like, oh my god, that's weird. Like,
yeah,
and it's like, and I told them like, I, because we're talking,
he like ends up getting a promotion, like taking her job.
They're like, I like Brian. I like the cut of his jib. He's not very sharp though. He's
but he's like very round. He's got that like big dick energy.
But he's got that huge dick energy. So now he's so like, we have to
put him in charge.
Submit
to him or something like that.
Yeah, no, he's like really. I just love that. Yeah,
and if we're wrong, obviously, like, this is always about how we're feeling and things like that. Like, you know, change the culture around things. Like, why do we have this impression? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's this coming from? You know, think about that. If somebody's getting offended by this, think about why would we have that impression?
They had a robot that gave blowjobs. It was like very off-putting and like super sad. At like this, like the comic went to like an adult film awards. So it was like what do business people go to, seminars,
yeah,
kind of things like that, like all the latest in adult entertainment.
Okay, okay.
So it's like VR headsets where like, sure, guys are like jacking it while they're like in like literally in public. That's why I was like, we need a little more shame. And they had like a robot that like gave blowjobs, and they're like, this is how it works, and like what, like all this stuff. So it's like, that is like coming. I do think the big thing will be a price point.
Yeah. Well, I think still it's like, okay, let's just say that's all the robot was doing and it can help you around the house and have sex with you or something that, then fine. But like, if you can hack that robot and take it over, like basically it's like soldiers, like you could take it over. It could be a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah,
essentially,
yeah, yeah,
to me, it's a weapon. So like, or it could also be a weapon. A human can also be a weapon.
We need more women in STEM.
If you can, hack that whole system.
We need more women in STEM.
Yeah. We do.
We just hack the system.
I mean, women are typically outperforming men in a school right now. Like, men are like, probably it's actually kind of like falling behind.
What if that's actually how Terminator?
Oh, I've already, my head's already gone there.
Yeah, like that's actually what happened. And all the robots are women.
Like, you're like,
that's the thing.
You're like, oh, these robots, like, that's like gross and embarrassing. And like, it further objectifies women. And even if it's a robot, it still is objectifying women even further. But then I'm like, you know, the robots are the ones that are going to end up saving us because the men will push it too far.
Yep.
Through abuse and whatever, and the robot will be able to be stronger, and the robot will be able to.
The robot will be like,
unify.
Oh, this isn't fair.
And, you know, I think it happens in Westworld. I didn't finish that show.
Yeah, I forgot. We talked about that too. And but certainly, like, I didn't watch the whole first
season.
They definitely get their comeuppance, that's for sure.
Robots do get.
Yeah.
So, if Terminator happens and it's, it's going to be some women in STEM that do it. They're going to be that, like,
hack the thing.
They're like, that's too far. Or they put, like, a bug in the thing that's, like, hidden. That's, like, once the guy does something XYZ, then it just activates the, like, takeover or something.
Exactly. Like, Cecilia Regina, like, she talked about a Twilight Zone where basically the guy was, like, alone. He's, like, his punishment is, like, be alone on this planet for whatever he did, his crime. And they send him a woman, and he's like, oh, this is so great. And then he finds out she's a robot, and he's, like, pissed about it. And he's like, what? Like, and, like, he's, like, really mean to her mm-hmm. and everything else. And then it's just interesting that, like, she has to, like, be submissive to him and all this, like, whatever. Anyways, but it's just, like, interesting that, like, once he found out I was a robot, he was like, oh, my God. It's like, you have nobody here. How are you picky? You have no human contact with anyone. Like, That's what I'm afraid is going to happen, but I think it's going to be, they're going to be too expensive. I think to start, it would be like only Elon Musk is going to have a robot.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be
embarrassing. It should be embarrassing.
It should be embarrassing. We should be embarrassed. Roast the shit out of him for that. And for a few other things.
At least, like, bring it in public. I'm like, just, like, weird.
Just so weird.
Like, if you were like, this is my car that I have sex with, it's weird.
It is weird, but I do feel like, I was watching Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and it was interesting. At one point, the guys, they had all their, like, husbands with them at this, like, thing, and all the guys, like, had sectioned off, and all the women were in one place, and all the guys were like, you know, you can tell how much, like, how, like, you know, you, like, the respect you give a man is, like, is how attractive or how hot his wife is. So it's like they kind of already do that in a weird way. Like, some men do.
Maybe it could be better for us. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because now they have these, like, little.
Like, that's fine.
Robots that can be like, my robot's so cool.
Yeah, my robot's this.
And it's like, okay, no.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. This is really just that Rick and Morty episode where the gender separates so mm-hmm. completely that it's like they're just savages that are mm-hmm. running around outside and, like, not even clothed or something. They're almost, like, animalistic. And the women are just, like, very refined and educated.
Yeah, maybe that's what it'll be. And, like, the robots. We'll just use the robots to, like, get rid of the men or whatever. But I do think it's, like, that also assumes, though, that that is what men use women for. And I do think there is, like, a thing of, like, they do want. Like, there's, like, a power dynamic.
Yeah,
with a lot
for sure.
Not all men. Don't comment stuff. But a lot of dudes.
I was going to say that this was a point that I had written down for ideas to talk through. It was this was the thing I wanted to talk to you about was, now I remember it all. Now it's all coming back.
It's all coming back, guys.
So somebody had mentioned that an ex, their brother was dating somebody, and the girl came to the house after they broke up and, like, put, like, shrimp around his house and then pinned up, like, photos of them or something in the house
mm-hmm.
when he was gone.
Okay.
And it was like, wow, she was, like, crazy and that she would do this or something like that. And I was like, after hearing that story, I know he's your brother, but, like, did he, like, cheat on her or something like that?
Something happened.
I'm sorry, but, like, I don't
believe
that. Oh, and everyone that I was with was just like, oh, this all came up because, like, that Carrie Underwood song, Before He Cheats, I Drag My, and they're like, wow, this woman's, like, crazy or something. I'm like, really? Like, I've considered doing stuff like that. Like, this is not that crazy. Like, keying someone's car is really not that crazy to me.
No.
Like, smashing a few headlights. I've never done anything like this, but I'm just like, I definitely understand that mindset. And
I think
it was funny that I was with a group of people that are like, that is so crazy. Like, wow, you've lived a very charmed life. No one's pushed you to the edge of even thinking about this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, this seems so wild to you.
Yeah.
And so when the person brought up the thing of the brother's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend or whatever, like, putting shrimp in the house, I was like, okay, this does sound crazy, especially with the picture thing. But I'm like, what did he do? Because I'm like, I'm just not going to be on the guy's side immediately off the bat. And everyone thought it was funny. They're like, oh, like, you're just like... I'm like, but what did he do? Like,
I need to know what he did.
I'm like, you guys haven't been hurt bad enough to not be pushed to, like, see, like, if you're gaslit enough.
I support women's
wrongs. If you're gaslit enough.
Yeah.
You can snap somebody. It'll like make somebody's crazy. Not somebody doesn't start crazy. They're made that they're, way.
Yeah.
So like, and I'm not saying that there aren't people that are like unwell.
Right.
There definitely are. But then I'm like, I wish I had said this. I'm like, yeah. So the worst thing a woman does, like, oh, she puts some like made your house stinky. The worst thing a man does, kill you every time.
Yeah, exactly.
Kills you. Kills your family. Murder. Kills the children. Exactly. Throws them in the trash bin. Right. So it's not like, we're not really equal here.
We're not
oh, your house got terms. A little stinky. That's the worst thing that a crazy woman will do to you.
Yeah. You're like,
come on. We're just not, it's not an even playing
it's
field.
It's not
here.
That bad. It's not, I feel like I've heard like other, stories about that. I do feel like it is like you have to be pushed to.
I just think she got pushed. I'm like, I'm just not buying that it's like.
If you're the girl and you did it, let us know.
If you did that or you did something like that. I'm like,
honestly, write in.
Hell yeah.
I would love to know. Yeah, if you've done it, I would like to know because I'm just curious about. I feel like I'm always so sad when bad things happen to me that like the rage comes later.
Yeah, it's like too late.
Yeah, so it kind of comes too late. So I really kind of respect people who are able to feel their rage, act on their rage with not people, women that are allowed, that are able to do that because I think I.
One little PSA I would make is that if somebody has wronged you in a way that's could be illegal, report it to the police.
Yeah, report
I just
want to
say that because then if nothing happens and you're afraid of how that person's going to react, there's a chance you help somebody down the line. It will be on their record. And even if you report something, you don't have to like move forward with the case, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
You
please
could
report
like,
it because that like that one woman in France
or it could
the
open
reason
all,
why they found all those videos is because he was taking upskirt videos of girls or whatever on the train. Somebody and it could have been something like, oh, what a creep.
Or I'm not
what are they going to do? I'm not going to report it. But they did and they got him and then they found all that stuff on his computer.
Yeah, and then they're much worse. And then they
it was much
jail,
worse,
so
obviously.
That's nice.
So you never know with like even small things that can seem small, but you could save somebody else or help somebody else like find something out. So please do that. Yeah.
But I was just like, I thought it was funny that I was like with a group of people that are like, this is crazy that Carrie Underwood would, in hypothetically in the song, obviously be pushed to a point of like, keying somebody's car. I guess she smashes the headlights or something. But I was like, no, that's not that
my
crazy
whole problem.
Get,
my problem with the song is that she carved her name into the leather seats. I was like, honey.
Yeah, that part's dumb.
Come on, you got to have deniability.
Like, it's like
stupid.
Straight to jail.
She wouldn't do that. I feel like women wouldn't do that. I was like, don't carve your name in it. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Don't put yourself in like.
Yeah, that was that song written by a man. They're like, okay, if you're gonna get back at me, make sure you leave
exactly.
some evidence. So
yeah,
makes
yeah,
it really
yeah.
easy for me to put you in jail
exactly. Yeah,
and make you look crazier.
There was a
and
I heard
continue
a,
to gaslight you.
I heard a story about a guy who said that he was with like this woman for like 8 years or something, and he cheated on her with their friend. I think it was a friend. And they broke up and right afterwards he and that girl it seemed like it was kind of whatever. But anyways, like she got pregnant and he's like leaving her and stuff and they're like getting married and he needs to get something from his ex and his ex like and his like ex was obviously furious with him and stuff, but they're like, oh, she seemed to like take it really well or took it fine, whatever. And then she sent the video like of him coming over because he didn't tell his current fiance to the fiance and was like, yeah, we hooked up. And he's like, she lied and nobody believes me because I lied and I cheated before. Like I've cheated on her. So like, why wouldn't I cheat on the new one I had, like the new girl?
Mm-hmm.
And no one believes him. And he's like, this is just like diabolical. And I'm like, he's like, now I can't see my kid because like they just had the baby and stuff. And I was like, well.
Yeah. I'm like, don't do that.
Don't do that then.
There has to be repercussions. That's the thing. I like, I think there's like.
I think that's what men are having a problem with is the matching energies. Like the Drew F. Wallow that I really like that she like her problem is that like she's like she said that she's like, oh, men become really empathetic once they hear me making fun of a guy's height. Once I start making fun of a man's
then their
hairline,
like
all of a sudden that's so mean. Why would you mean to be mean to him? I'm like, you didn't care when he was being mean to me. And I'm like, that's real because there is like a thing of like people matching energies and like them not liking getting that energy back. They do not like that.
Yeah. If somebody's like is like gaslighting you as soon as you are like, okay, let's see how they like.
Yeah.
me like making them think that, and then they're like go off and you're like mm-hmm. they yeah I think some of that stuff only works when somebody like is willing to be like I'm trying to understand you, and I'm trying to like that person always gets taken advantage of, like I'm in the wrong and how could I like cater to you better, like that you're always gonna lose with
when you're just trying to be nice.
But I the thing I wrote down, not the shrimp story, was the thing about villains always, I don't know what I was watching, but villains always like want to like, I guess because we were watching The Penguin, I think, and like the Penguin ends up killing this character that he, and he's like mad because the guy dies and has a heart attack before he can like really kill him. And I'm like, villains love to give like this like speech type thing. At that, and I think there's something about being misunderstood. And I'm like, I know what, like what, that like, I feel like you're about, you're like giving a look like you're like, yeah, villains, they're doing that. But I'm like, oh, I get it. Like for anything I've wanted. Some sort of maybe, you know, you have ever had like a thought about like, oh, how could I, if I was, you know, pushed so far, you know, how would I get back or something? It's more about like really wanting that person to understand like what hurt and pain they cause. And
my
like,
thought actually the look that I gave was that I the that my my thought my first thought was that it, villains in my life that like I feel like when they've done something wrong. Like if I'm gonna call them villains in my life, like the bad people, I'm like they do love talking about it. They do love being like, "Here's a, no, like that wasn't like this is how you're seeing it, right?" And then so in like okay, so then in the social, like they loved like philosophize and talk and just be like, "Dude, you fucked up." Just say
no,
I messed up.
But
like,
I guess if I were head, if I were to get revenge, yes. I want a mo- I wouldn't
you want a moment
I wouldn't
to
mind a moment to monologue to be like
I understand no, that.
You fucked up.
Yes.
You had your chance. And then them being like, well, let me explain. No, no explaining. No, I know exactly what you are, who you are, what you do. And then that sort of thing. So I do, it's interesting because I'm like, I think there's something about being, feeling
heard
and that kind of somebody admitting that what they were doing the whole time.
Yeah.
But they won't admit.
But the villains aren't wronged in it. That's the thing.
Yeah,
no, like, that's the whole problem. Is like it's actually just people doing bad things.
It's just interesting to me that a villain does it, and then it's sort of like, oh, the people that kind of need to do that, or the people that like
are
need
actually the
justice.
Victims. Yeah, the justice. Yeah.
Yeah, like survivors of things. Survivors need to, of things. Like need, yeah, to that, take moment that moment to be like, even though it's like all pointless, and then we all have to like rise above it and be like. Well, we
well, I do think there, I mean, there's definitely something because like in courts, they'll have people read like impact statements.
Oh, really?
And even though it's like you're not going to get your kid, like let's say like someone murdered your child or whatever, you're not going to get your child back, but it can feel like this and this guy's going to go to jail for life or whatever. They still have them like read statements where it's like you took this from me and I'm upset and like and I feel like it can be therapeutic to like just be like, hey, like I didn't deserve that and my kid, you know. So
yeah, okay,
I get that. Like I think okay, monologuing so to somebody that makes perfect sense to me. I think sometimes like my therapist has had me like write letters to people.
Okay,
even if I have no plans of like
not
and they weren't villains, but like and they didn't do anything like that bad, but like if it was something where I'm like I just feel like it's not like worth it or it was so long ago but I feel like I'm still stuck on it like
oh, you know what's interesting, maybe because this also is true about, you know, let's say villains in our lives kind of thing or in the past, I think they also see themselves as a victim.
Yes, they do.
I think that helps them. Yes. And then, so that makes sense why they monologue then too.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Because someone that's what I'm like saying. Penguin, the same mentality. The Penguin would see himself as a victim.
Yes.
Even though it's a complicated whatever thing, right. It's still like that victim mindset kind of helps them feel like entitled to XYZ. And then if you're just an actual survivor of something or victim of something, then you're, I guess maybe that's where it's like, okay, rise up. You do have to kind of.
And I will say that men
get out of that.
And maybe this is just my own experience. I can't say this in the general thing, but a lot of like the dudes I've met or dated, they hold a grudge. They are not someone who's like, they like, if they feel a certain way, like, I think it's really hard for them to be like, you know, at one point in my life, I thought like this person breaking up with me was like the worst thing. And now in retrospect, I'm like, you know what? I deserved that. Like it's kind of like they don't really, because I had an ex where like they wrote a story about like a girl in like third grade that made them feel bad, which I get, like being like kids are mean in third grade.
Yeah.
But like, it's just crazy to me that I'm like, and like since then you're like, since then, like I don't open up to women. And you're like, That's crazy, man. Like, you need some therapy, like, work through that. But, like, yeah, yeah. They'll hold grudges from, like, an eighth grade girl. And they'll be like, yeah, that's why I don't like women. And you're like, that's crazy. Because if anything, we give you chance after chance. I mean, if anything, I really needed the lesson beat over my head to feel a certain way or to be more, I guess, discerning with men or pick up on that. Although it's not my fault. And people should still be nice.
Mm-hmm.
People should still be nice. That's what I decided. Gus got her things. Do you got anything else?
This is just like a side little thing.
Yep.
You know, it's like something like, you know, you've been on the internet too long when you hear the word cookie and your immediate thought is accept a cookie. Cookies, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, accept cookies.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole thing. The whole rant.
The whole rant.
And it makes me angry because cookies are nice things and that. The little, like, pop-up things are driving me nuts.
Maddie Wiener was just on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
And she did a joke about how she, like, went to the website, like, I think of, like, Overeaters Anonymous. Mm. And the first thing that came up was, like, accept cookies. And she's like, you know I do. You know I do. And it was great. Yeah. I mean, she killed it. She did great.
That's good.
She
was very funny. That's a good joke. Good connection.
I was like, that is great.
She did it better.
She did it better. You know, but no, but the good point, out yeah.
how it's.
They shouldn't have called them cookies.
And how they're it's ruining fucked. Cookies yeah. for everybody.
They're ruining everything, yeah. And I don't like the Ask app not to track, but I've talked about that on TikTok. Mm-hmm. So I'm not asking an app to do anything. What was one thing? Oh, here's one thing. Speaking of like men and dating and stuff, and like, I think like, because we were, Alex and Chris and I were talking about how like, the longer like two people have like been together, or like especially people have older couple or older parents, right? And they've been together for a long time. Like, do people just get weirder as they get older, or do they get weirder like the longer like they have had a relationship? Like, is it the relationship that makes them odd, or is it the being older that makes them weird?
Can you give me an example?
So then I brought this up where at one point, like we were staying at my dad's place, but my dad wasn't there. He was in Florida, and so we're staying in his home. And him and my mom had just divorced. And Jess comes out of the bathroom, and she's like very solemn, and she's like, "I think there's something like wrong with Dad. Like I think he's like starting to kind of lose it or whatever." And we're like, "Oh my God, what'd you find?" And then Jess is like, "He's like reusing like." Floss sticks, like pick sticks,
oh, yeah, that's disgusting. Whatever.
And she's like, "That's like I think he like rinses them off, like uses again." And we were like, "Oh my God!" And my mom's like, "Oh, he's done that. He's done that our whole marriage." She's like, "Oh, he's always done that. Mark's always done that." And I was like, "What?" And I was just like, in my head, like I had to like break it down because I just thought, like
yeah, like I was like worried. I was like, yeah, he's like losing it
like but like in my head I'm like, even at his best, even at the most love, at the very start of their marriage, it was like, yep, he's gonna wash his floss.
Well, I don't think they had those toothpick things.
No, but I think then. He washed floss before, mom said.
What?
Yeah, like the string.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Yeah, because mom said like he would have it like on the side, like he would rinse the floss.
That would like drive me up a wall.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, but like I feel like it's like in order to get like a half decent.
Like no,
person,
we're not no. saving floss. I'm sorry, that's going straight. Like I would have to divorce that person. Like,
no, I wouldn't get married.
I'm sorry,
to them.
That would
no,
just
I wouldn't.
Disgust
yeah,
me too much.
No way. There's no. I'm sorry. I understand.
Like, I would talk to them and be like, can you do this before I divorce them, obviously.
And yeah.
Like, give them a chance. Give like, a chance. I'm not a monster.
Yeah, that's a dad reusing floss story. The best part of the story being that even at his best, my dad was a man who reuses floss. And in order to get a man, my mom, she had to be okay with a man reusing floss. And that really says a lot about the standards. And the marriages and the judgment that like our parents had, because you think like, well, they've been together for like 40 years, and like you don't know what she had to overlook for that, man. You don't know.
Really, truly.
Or I said, or maybe is the point is that people get weird, or as they get older, but maybe some of the weird stuff just comes out because they get so used to being around another person.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think like part of it is like maybe they've always been weird, but I guess he always did that, so it wasn't like it came out.
Wow. That's crazy.
But I was just like, yeah, that's wild to, yeah.
Disturbing.
But I told Alex and Kristen that because I was like, so he wasn't, so is it like that dad is unwell, like, because we just thought, like, oh, there's, like, he's starting to lose it. He's getting older. And then we realized, we're like, oh, no, he's always been like this, but maybe you just didn't know about it. So yeah, maybe as people get older, like, because they're, like, you know, if you worry about your parents or they're, like, oh, they're kind of weird and stuff.
Yes, I see. Yeah, I see. Like,
Maybe they were just always like that and you just didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
because it's part of your parents' life that you just don't ever know about as a kid. You never pick up on.
Yeah, and especially if they're a couple, they insulate each other from that stuff. Or, like, you're not as exposed to it. And then,
right.
Yeah, like, I'm sure there's stuff that, like, our grandpa Jaja did that, like, mom then found out and was like, this is weird. But then probably Bopsha, our grandma, knew about it the whole time.
I'm sure
Bopsha
was like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he eats in bed and there's... Yeah, that always happens. That's just what he does. Yeah, we just clean it. Yeah. Like, I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, man. Being married, yo.
Not worth it. Yeah, somebody said they got engaged or they're getting engaged and stuff. And it's like, oh, are you going to get engaged? I'm like, I'll run. I don't know. It's just like, not there's now. Just so many things where it's like, I don't know what the outcome is of that. Like, what's the purpose of, I don't know. I would have to like really think about why there's a reason to. I'm not against it, but it's just like, I don't understand. It just feels like a liability. So.
Yeah. Yep.
It would have to not be a liability, I guess.
Yeah. You'd have to have it, not be a liability. Yeah, it's just interesting, like, what, like, in the marriage thing has just been, like, normalized, and you're like, yeah, you're just going to have to deal with that. Like, not everybody's perfect, or not, and you're like, okay, that's not, like, we need basic.
Well, I guess that would be, like, a deal breaker, right? And then it's like, then there's other things that's like you probably do that gross people out, but it's like I wouldn't be fine having a conversation and be like, can you not do that?
Yeah, if somebody like, was like, oh, that like triggers me or something, yeah.
Or just it yeah. makes me feel unwell seeing that.
Yes. Yes,
can you not do that? Then I'd be like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's like one of those things too where like if it hasn't maybe because like that generation, a lot of them went from like living with their parents to just living with their spouse, so they never had like a roommate thing, because I feel like a roommate thing kind of irons out or can help to some degree, unless you're like not receptive to it, be like, hey, could you not do that? Or that actually like grosses me out when that happens. And I feel like that's like, you know, it's helpful for me. Yeah.
Well, that was like that Golden Bachelorette thing there. It sounded like some of the guys were like one guy was like, oh, I finally got a sleep apnea machine because he was like living with other guys. And the guys were like bothered by the snoring.
Right.
And like, then it made him be like, oh, maybe I'll actually like basically living with other people made them kind of tweak a few things that they were doing because it was kind of around other people. And that probably just makes them better.
Yeah. I think like the community thing is shot. And I also feel like people might, as they get older, might benefit from living with people, but
yeah,
that's my thought. Yeah, I'm just like, I think it would help, but maybe I'm wrong.
People don't want to give up their little floss bucket that they
have. That's true.
Used floss at what price, you know, the price of community,
the price of floss, astronomical.
I think sometimes when people do stuff like that, like it's mostly like a weird like, I'm saving something. I think I'm doing something like, I don't know. And it's like really not impactful. I kind of think the same thing about recycling sometimes. And like,
I mean, recycling is probably like going in the trash, but that it's still do it.
Oh, I'm going to rinse this thing. I'm like,
yeah.
Or they're like, oh, like you as an individual need a da da da. And it's like, individual, come on, let's stop.
It's
like, let's stop acting like we're people, like an individual is going to really like lift us out of a climate change. Stop the nonsense.
That's real, man. We should get, we have written here for the podcast that we should get paid for letting people live with us.
Yeah.
Yep. Because everyone that lives with us, we send them on their, we rehabilitate them. We get them a warm bed. We get ice cream in the fridge. And we send them out back into the world better than ever.
I think it's more of that, like, we're down to hang out and, like, people like that, usually.
That's real.
And then, like, I think the thing is, like, everyone's so used to, like, doing life on their own. And so, like, like, everything just has to be on me. And then, like, if you do want any sort of community, it's, like, you really just have to hang out with this friend. I have to hang out with that friend.
Yeah.
It's, like, we're solidly, like, there.
Yeah, and, like, that's true.
So I think it almost gives people, like, a foundation and stuff. And, like, I know... because we live together and some of our well, Josh, our sibling, will kind of give us a hard time about that and things. And I'm like, I get why people are embarrassed or something of that, like living with family, I suppose. I understand where it kind of comes from. It's like, oh, you're kind of failing because you can't live by yourself. And it's like, oh, we actually like help each other out quite a bit, and it ends up being.
But that's also like this capitalist mindset that of like individualism and of like the pushing of like a nuclear family thing. It's like, obviously, if you find someone and then, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like it changes and stuff. But it's just so weird to me that it's like, well, until you find a soulmate to spend the rest of your life with, you have to be alone. Like that doesn't seem to like.
And also, why would I live with a random roommate versus somebody that I'm already comfortable with and get along with fine?
My thing is like I think I like wrote this like a few years ago, but I used to have a bit about how I'm like I don't like the idea of living alone. I don't think I've ever lived alone, and I don't think I would like it.
I think I have either.
I feel like I'm like, nobody's here, what if something happens and there's like no backup?
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe that's stupid, and maybe people that live alone,
there's some things that are like nice to have, like, it's because you go on a lot of trips and things like that, and it's like, oh, sometimes it's nice, and I'm sure it's nice when I've gone to you for my
trips,
like,
yeah.
And then there's other times where I'm like, oh, it's just nice to like have somebody around, like,
yeah,
even if it's just talking. Like, oh, I'm talking to Stanley, it's like somehow it makes more sense to talk to Stanley when someone else is like within earshot of it, even though you're not listening at all.
But you're like
a conversation with a dog.
Yeah,
I'm like, Caitlin's enjoying this. She's enjoying this nonsense or conversation.
Caitlin needs to hear what Stanley's saying.
Yes,
Stanley loves being heard by Caitlin as well.
Yes, exactly.
Like, Caitlin. And I do love hearing Stanley. Yeah. Oh, he's great.
And it's just like
he's got a lot of funny things to say. I think it's all. Yeah, it's like this thing of like.
I don't think it's like a badge of honor to be like, I live by myself. Like, okay. Sounds like you don't get along with people.
I think the thing though too is that I think it might, I wouldn't be surprised if the living by yourself makes people more likely to get into like relationships that are like meh.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, I don't want to live alone.
I don't want to be alone. And the only way out of being alone is some sort of relationship.
A man being a romantic here. Scenario. Yeah. Or a person being here all the time that is also like a romance thing. So I get that. And I'm not saying that people don't fall in love hard or whatever, that doesn't happen. But my thought was always like when someone's like, no, you shouldn't live with roommates. You should, you should find your soulmate and have and live with them and have babies. And I'm like, that just sounds like a long way around to get roommates.
Yeah.
Like, they're your roommates.
The children become roommates. You know, I'm like, you have to clean up after. Yeah.
I wrote down that I was like, and again, I don't know if I've done the joke in like months, but that like, isn't solitary confinement like a punishment?
Yeah.
And like, we're kind of doing it to ourselves. Like, it seems weird to me to be like, oh, that's what I do. And I get too, if you're like, front facing, like I'm someone who like doesn't like I see people like throughout the day if they're like home, whatever, working with dogs, but like a lot of people do like a lot of service work, like our baby sister is like, shout out Sean, that she's like very front facing, so I understand having to decompress when you get home, like you're constant, like anyone
works in service, people, yeah
and you've got to be on, like, oh my god,
I'm like that sometimes with work, I'm so like exhausting. It kind of comes and goes. Sometimes I'm just like really aware of like, okay, I need to like not talk to people anymore. And some days I'm fine, but like, it really kind of depends.
And that's on another scenario. Thing. Like too, like we were talking about how like work has like changed over the years about how like, you know, we did all this work for unions and, you know, all these laws that we created and like the first half of the century just to dismantle them and cause capitalism to run amok in the second part of the 1900s. So, but like this idea that like, oh, it's soft work to work on a computer. And I'm like, no, I think it's just like mentally exhausting and not physically exhausting, but we're used to like only physical exhaustion matters. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Like they can both like weigh on your mind and stuff.
Yeah, your brain's like smashed to pieces.
Like, ugh. I found this out. Today, I always have like little TikTok facts I send Jess and show her. Found out that they just did a study, and when you physically grow into your name.
That's me going through the S's.
Yeah,
Zika.
The other day,
what does that mean? What does that even mean?
So they said that like, making sense. So they had like a bunch of pictures of kids, and they had the names. And when people tried to assign the names to the kid, they weren't very good at doing that, just randomly, right? But when they had the adults and the names, They were much more likely to get it, and it was like easier. So like as you get older, like if you're a John, you become more John. Like
it's easier to
like identify. They clump the people together.
That. I want to do that exercise.
Yeah, I'd be curious like what it would be, but it's just interesting because our baby's name is Sean, and it's like a pretty like unique name for a girl, and it's like interesting to think like she grew into that. So like maybe if they were like trying to choose who would be the name, they'd be like, oh, that's a Sean.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But as a kid, you're like, I mean, I guess that's kind of a Sean. You might be like, but like as she gotten older, like it's just interesting that your face, they said that your face like changes, or like that you become more of what that name is, which is interesting because a few people were like, oh, I'm going to name my kid like Maria. I've only ever met like Marias that are like gorgeous and or something like that. But I do think that it impacts what you name your kid. Like our mom famously named like our brother his name because she met a little boy with his name that was really, really cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I think he had, like, red hair.
Looks like a
really
3-year-old today.
Yeah, exactly. And he does. So, yeah. So he, like, she's like, oh, I just remember it being, like, the cutest thing and just being like, oh, my God. So, and I think even how you spell it. Like, I'm definitely a C. Caitlin.
Yeah.
And a K. Caitlin.
There's all sorts, you know.
There's all kinds of Caitlins. There's Caitlins with Ys. They're wild. That's a different kind of Caitlin. I think if you put them... they would look different. They're gonna look different.
The Caitlin with a Y is usually with a K, right?
I feel like it is.
I think so too.
Yeah, I've seen Caitlin with the C-A-I-T-L-Y-N. I have. It's rare, but it kind of feels like you're like, I'm classic, but with a twist.
Yeah.
There's so many ways to spell it. Jessica doesn't have that name.
What?
They don't have
the
like
different spellings.
Yeah, they don't have a bunch of weird.
You know what's weird about my name is like, there's always like a certain type of person that calls me Jessie.
Is there?
It's usually like older people.
Hmm.
Like our neighbor that's like probably 65 or something, he calls me Jessie.
Huh.
I've had some coworkers in the past call me that. And then our aunt had called me that. Chacha called me that too.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it makes more sense if it's like an older relative to say that.
And maybe...
I very rarely get Katie.
But I'm like, I also like really like it, but I will never introduce myself that way.
Wow.
Like,
why not?
I think it's, I don't know. It just doesn't, it seems like I'm giving myself a nickname.
Yeah, I get
to say my name's Jessie. Yeah. But like, I think it feels like, I don't know why, but when people call me Jessie, I feel like I'm taken care of.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just feels like very they think I'm like someone like that's nice. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know. I feel like they're looking out for me. I don't know why. Yeah. That's the impression I get when someone calls me Jessie.
I get the same way.
And it's really
calls
nice.
Me Kate. Yeah. Yeah. If someone tries to call me Kate, I'm like, and it's bad because I know it's probably like a chapter of like how to influence people.
Yeah.
And they're like, just give them a shorter name, like whatever. And I'm like, works on me.
Mm-hmm.
Call me Kate, whatever.
Also, talking about people taking care of you. I was on a plane recently and I thought we needed headphones to like watch the TV or something like that. I asked the person, like the staff or whatever, like, oh, can I get that? They're like, oh, then the plane, when we get to a certain height, we'll hand out the headphones. Okay. Oh, okay. So I just like went to sleep. And then I had a guy sitting next to me. And then when I woke up, he's like, oh, I got you headphones. And he was like maybe 20 or something like that. But it was like really nice. I was like,
oh my God.
I just was like, wow. Stop. Like, it was just
so
like
thoughtful.
Nice. And it sticks with you kind of thing.
Where
I was just like,
you, yeah.
I'm like, you know, I like might say things about like, oh, gosh, like this or whatever. But then when somebody does something nice like that, it's very restorative.
Yeah,
it's very,
very
like heartwarming to be like, especially when it's people that you're like, okay, like it helps me break down that wall of like, I have these basically from being hurt and traumatized.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, it isn't everybody. So it is good when moments happen. Like I am very aware of when like good things happen from things that normally I'm like, oh, I'm guarded around. So
yeah.
But it did stand out. I was like, wow, that's super sweet. Super nice. Thanks
that's
for
so
thanks
nice.
For looking out
oh
for our
God.
Row, you know, which is just me and him.
Yeah. Exactly. Like this row, strong as hell.
Yeah.
Honestly, we're fam now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're my best friend. I feel like there's definitely a camaraderie thing of like, yesterday I went to the park and there was a kid that like, you know, wanted to play with Stan and Stan was like kind of like, meh. And everyone's like, oh, this guy's like getting really close to you. But it was like clear that he was like, you know, and I was just like, yeah, he doesn't mean any harm. He's not, like, I can just tell, like, he, like maybe it's a lot for you, but, like, I don't think he means any harm. He just wants to, like, play with Stanley. And I was like, well, and, like, I trying to consciously try to be better with, like, community stuff and, like, getting to know, like, people around the community in case people need anything. And, but yeah, it's always nice to see, like, people just be like, oh, just do something nice. And I don't know, just be nice to people. I like nice people. That's why, like, I saw a joke about something like, God, what was it? It was something like, you know, like, we see, like, one of those things, like, where, like, a soccer team couldn't afford their jerseys or something. And, like, so-and-so, like, or, like, Italy, or it would be, like, something more extreme. Like, kid couldn't, like, afford his, like, inhaler. So another kid, like, makes a bake sale or whatever. But, like, instead of, like, a kid making a bake sale, they're like, oh, so the child, like, bombed the pharmaceutical industry or something like that. Like, nice. The game's, like, violent. And I was like, that's really funny.
It's a fun idea.
I thought it was great. Let me see what I put down. I did write down some stuff when – this was before when I thought of the podcast as a different kind of thing as, like, if people came on. People talking about their family. But I was like, I guess I could ask just these things. Instead. When you, like, I feel like I kept seeing this. Someone said, when you bring someone to meet the family, who do you warn about?
Dad, for sure.
I was like, that's an easy one. I was just like, because I feel like, so maybe some people are like, oh, you know, that Aunt Carrie or something like that. Like, nah, it's dad.
I would say about our mom, about being like, oh, she's not going to be like that warm necessarily. Yeah, so like, it's not personal. It just takes her a while to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
She's not immediately like, oh my God, like, what can I, like, she's just not that person.
No. Yeah.
And I respect her for that. So honestly, like, I'm like, be you. Don't.
Yeah, exactly. Don't try to, or, like, but maybe it's like, might be jarring, especially in the Midwest where you have a lot of moms that really bring that energy.
Yeah.
I love that energy.
I had an ex that was like, your mom doesn't even like me. I'm like, she's truly not thinking
about
you.
She's not thinking about you at all. No.
And nor
it's literally that. It's literally that meme or whatever.
But you know what's nice about somebody saying that? It's like, oh, you care that my mom likes you.
Yeah, that is nice.
That was a healthy relationship.
Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, a healthy relationship.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, that is nice that, like, they actually care. Like, oh.
Like, if. And what's interesting is, like, that it's like, because of that, I'm just so like, oh, like, I don't know. It says something about, like, what I expect out of a relationship that I'm like, this shouldn't even be a problem for you. Like,
why do you care
what my parents think
weird.
At all? Like,
you're weird.
That's putting a lot of pressure on.
It's funny,
things.
Like, what if you've been like fucked up from, like, relationships and dating, like, how it'll, like, manifest itself. Like, one time, like, after a hiatus from, like, a toxic person, I was, like, dating somebody else, and we were like, the party was, or like, I was leaving the party, and the other guy that I dated, it was always a thing of, like, we don't leave together. Like, we never, like, we're not seen together in public. We don't leave together.
And normal.
Normal stuff.
Normal,
like, that.
Things where you don't.
That was just normal to me.
You know, when you're really, like, in love with somebody, you make sure you avoid them completely.
And then I went to leave, and the new guy that I was dating, it was so, again, restorative, because he ran out and he was like, you're leaving. Why didn't you tell me you were leaving? And I was like, I guess I didn't think people should know we know each other. And he's like, okay, well, I'll leave with you then if we're leaving, and then I'll go get.
I'm like, we, honey.
I was like, we, what is happening? I was just like, so, and then, like, you realize how much it really has damaged you, because it's like something, like, when you're in it, it's not fun, obviously, but the time it takes to undo.
Even then, it's like, still, I'm like back to, like, broken again. I had one ex that was like, I remember being like, I would go out of my way to be like, I'll ask other friends, even friends that are guys, to, like, help me out with things that I need. And then he was like, I can help you with that stuff. And it's like, oh, I don't want to, like, put that on. I, like, want my relationship. So, like, I don't want to make you do things. Like,
oh, who was this? Who was it? The number
one
two?
One of the first, okay, like, long-term things I had. It was just sort of like, I was like, oh, this is a burden for them, and I want this relationship
to work out.
But it's
interesting
that
you would still ask men. Other,
well, just like friends. Yeah, like, friends, yeah, they weren't friends, like, anyone I was dating or anything, but I was just like, I'm comfortable asking a friend. But, like, when it came to dating, I was like, oh, like, I don't want to inconvenience the relationship.
Right. But then you'll do stuff for them.
But then the person was like, I want to do that for you. I was
like,
that's the same as, like, oh, we, like, leave together. We, there's a we.
There's a week?
Because, like, it makes you, like, hyper-independent when you're...
Yes. And not expecting anything.
Like, I didn't have a long-term relationship until, like, 21. Because
you don't
want to have...
Once you have expectations, you don't...
Yeah.
Then you can be disappointed. But if you have no expectations...
And if anything, I'm more, like... I think back to being a little more aloof now, where I'd be, like... Yeah. Not that I... At this point now, I think I'd expect... It's like, okay, either you're making my life easier somehow, or yeah. I really don't understand
and then you,
what
but
you're
you also have to
here.
Be aware of, like, love bombing and, like...
Oh, exactly, yeah.
So it's like, oh, if somebody's too into you at the top, then it's like
someone
red flag, and you're like...
was talking about dating someone, and they're like, oh, the guy, like, brought me lunch or something. I was like, and it's still early days, and I was like... I'm like, that sounds exciting, but I'm like, that could also be love bombing. I'm like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I'm not
but
sure.
But it's like, just keep my mouth shut because I'm like, I've obviously had a lot more trauma around that stuff than anything where I'm like, I just don't. I think love bombing at first is really exciting because, like, when you don't have anything for a long time and then you see it, you're like, also, people are like, oh, why do somebody get in an abusive relationship and things? And it's like, you have to have low self-esteem and all that. And it's like, that probably is a factor for sure. But, like, also, when somebody likes you, you're like, this makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
you should be
like, somebody's
me.
Like, I
you
would
should
be
like excited about me. You
like,
should
I am
be
really
like,
good and cool. So
you should be
you're
like
honestly
doing
acting
this stuff.
Accordingly.
Yeah, you should be like doing all exactly. But then I guess, you're acting accordingly. Like, this makes sense to me. But it's like,
but then you also have to act accordingly when if it inevitably switches.
When there's an issue of some sort.
When there's
sort,
an issue, you have to be like, wait, I'm great. So.
Yes,
this
yeah,
is
yeah,
not
yeah,
right.
yeah.
You
yeah.
have to like maintain that energy.
Yeah, that's real.
But they put you in a thing of like, you know, ease. They put you in a state of like, oh, okay, well, this person obviously does really care about me. So they wouldn't be mad at me for doing nothing wrong. So,
yeah, I think that's where, problems come about.
I put down, what's a weird thing your family did that you didn't realize until later?
What do we have? I don't know.
For me, it was I didn't really realize that other kids didn't do manual labor.
Oh.
As a child, I kind of
really?
Thought.
I did.
I kind of thought everybody, even if you live in the suburb, I was like, oh, your dad makes you do
something. Chores.
Yeah. I kind of thought everyone did chores. Everyone did like work. You had to do work and you had to do chores. That all kids had that.
Like, how long do you realize, or when did you be like, when did you
I think
realize?
When I was a kid, maybe like third or fourth grade.
Oh, okay.
That
makes sense.
For, you know.
So I were in high school, like, me and this other girl were talking about, like the manual labor thing, or that's not what we called it, but like work, right?
Work,
like,
yeah,
not
work.
Chores.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we don't have chores. We do work. And she's like, no, we do work. And I'm like, no, honey.
We do work.
I get what you're saying, but like, your dad's not a dictator.
Yeah.
Come on. With control problems. But then she would talked about something about like cleaning the swamp or the pond out or something. I was like, no, that's work.
That's
that
work.
Would qualify.
Right.
That is
that's
dirty.
Work.
That is
that's
gross.
Up sticks.
That
that's
sounds
disgusting.
Pointless. Yep.
That's work.
That sounds like you did some
that
work
is
there.
Work. Yep.
So
that's
like,
work. You get to do chores. You get to be inside. That's nice.
An inside chore. And it's like, you know, if you had like a farm or something that you're maintaining, that's one thing.
Yes.
But if it's like, I don't know. We should probably explain what
it's
work
just busy.
Is. We should explain what work is.
It's kind of like busy work. It's like sort of like something like where you don't really
pick up
need
the
it
sticks
done.
In the woods.
Yeah, pick up sticks in woods.
Which in
is
the
like
woods,
an
which
ever
is
making
an infinite time
stick machine. It's sort of like
rake
doing,
the whole lawn. Really,
yeah,
really
pick up
hard.
All the rocks. Even though, like, do we have to do that? Like a lot of stuff, it's like you're not really sure if you like if we had to do.
I
it.
Remember like
raking
cleaning
a lot.
The what's it called that
vacuuming the rocks.
Oh yeah. That's crazy, honestly.
We
had
these,
like,
we had
giant,
these giant
boulders
yeah.
with like leaves in them, so we'd vacuum out the leaves, which that's... makes no sense. Like, you should just use a leaf blower.
Yeah.
But I think we were too like little to like do that.
I
don't know. I
feel like
why.
He made my dad made everything like because like
tedious?
He, yeah, tedious. Like yeah. There was like probably a faster, easier way to do all these things, but he didn't want it to do it efficiently. He wanted us
I
to do it.
I remember cleaning patio furniture with that like powder that you clean
barkeeper's
soap
I don't feel like it did anything.
It took forever and it was just like this super
I don't feel like
fucking
it made it
tedious
cleaner.
Job
yeah
maybe it made it a little cleaner but it just was like I would not
you just power wash it.
It was just insane how long like or just I don't know why it took so long but it took hours
it took
that really would be something time. We did
wash like the pool cover.
Oh yeah, I hated doing that.
Which again, like maybe that did have to be done, but like doing it with my dad is just like so annoying because it's like a whole thing. He'll make it take longer.
Yeah, like, okay, we're going to have to take the cover off the pool from the winter,
you
right?
have to wait for him to do nasty. It.
He's like, I'm going to go make a sandwich. And like, then can we just get this over with so we can just start this project?
It's more of a power play for attention, like a control thing.
We can get out there in a minute. Oh, I like when you guys are like excited to work. We're not excited. Yeah, we just want to like.
And then he's like, "Oh, I love seeing you guys laughing at work." And it's like, "Yeah, because we're making the best of like this awful situation. Like, we had to build our own pool, and it was so awful, like flattening the ground or the sand, and like making it like."
I don't even know. Were we good workers? I have no idea.
I feel like we were great workers.
Yeah, it's just.
I feel like when I raked, and my dad would make us rake like a quarter.
Yeah,
of a mile, like down our driveway and stuff, or and the then whole, the instant the whole we weren't
lawn,
there,
the whole lawn, which was like this giant hills.
Yes,
that was crazy. Yeah, actually, and he never did that after, like when he didn't have the kids to do it.
Raking the.
Remember when we used to have to every spring rake the dead grass off the lawn, but he would rake it really, really hard to show you, like this is how you get it all off, and it's like okay, maintain that energy for the whole like lawn. Like we had like. And I'll explain it. It's like not an acre or something, but it was a lot of grass. A lot of grass. It's all hilly.
Right.
And that it, like, it is good for the grass to like rake off the dead stuff, but it's like maybe go hit the patches. Don't do the whole thing. Like we were doing, remember we had to do that? You had to rake it into
I remember
dead
doing it, but like,
piles.
What did we do? Oh.
It was like around Easter too. And yeah, like you'd sucked. Like rake the whole lawn. It took like hours.
It took so long. I remember he made us pick, like made us like pick up like sticks on like Christmas Eve or Christmas.
Oh yeah, that would happen a few times. It's like, we're having people over.
He's like, what if Uncle Andy wants a bonfire? I'm like, it's cold outside. Nobody wants to go into the woods.
Christmas Day we did it once too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever, I don't think we did a bonfire ever. In the winter.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, we did.
Okay, one time we did it.
At least once we did, yeah.
But still, I don't want to do it.
Also, have it before that. Like, it's always, like, the second of, you know what I mean?
It's, like, that thing, like, where you see on TikTok where, like, the women will be, like, oh, people are coming over. We need to, like, Mark, I need you to, like, we need to, like, clean or whatever. And dad's, like, they go and do, like, the one thing outside that doesn't need to be done.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why
I do
that.
What else you got on that list?
I put any big family drama because I thought that would be a nice thing to know from people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if somebody's, like... Oh, don't like, I forgot what it was, but like an ex of mine used to have had like a crazy story where like basically, I think it was something about like a box of cereal and how like a box of cereal broke up the family. Like it was the thing that like, he's like my sister doesn't talk
catalyst.
To my parents. Yeah, it was a catalyst of like something about her getting like name brand cereal. And it was like, it was too far for the dad. And then like, they're like, yeah, now like my sister doesn't talk to us. And this was like, he was like eight. He was a kid, obviously
that
18 or something.
Surprise me.
But like, it was just like the same kind of energy. And I just like hearing about what people's, I don't know, background would be. I mean, obviously we have big family drama, but I don't know if we want to talk about it.
Nah.
I said favorite imaginary game to play as a child. I thought that might be a good one.
Yeah.
Like what people played. I do feel like a lot of, like, the more I talk to women, the more, like, women were always playing, like, very dramatic things of, like, destitution and stuff,
like
which I think is really funny.
Like, the whole business is going to go under
and
living off of candy. Yep.
Like, everything's, like, the worst, and I put childhood crush.
Okay.
I don't know if that's, like, a... If that's like a celebrity or if that's like a real person that you're like, oh yeah.
Or like people talk about that sexual awakening type thing or
something
like that.
Yeah, I don't think I had that.
I don't think I had that either.
But I also didn't think of boys as like.
It wasn't like I was attracted to it. It was like mostly like I would be like, that person's cool. And I think that was me being attracted to the person.
Yeah,
the person
I wonder if people's, if it depends on how your parents show attraction.
Maybe
that sounds weird, but I feel like maybe if you grew up in like a family where the mom was like, oh, that guy's a hunk of meat, like, or something, like maybe if like somebody like really not like sexualizing everything in like a, you know, not in like a way that's inappropriate for kids, but if you were like more open about like, oh man, that Mel Gibson, he's hot, like my mom would be like, my mom was like very matter of fact about like, oh yeah, I find Mel Gibson attractive.
Yeah.
Like, she wouldn't be, like, she's not, like, dolling it up. And the same thing with, like, my dad. Like, my dad wasn't, like, oh, that lady. Oh, my God. look at her. He's like, oh, I think she's that's a good looking woman.
Yes. Like, yeah, they're very like
buttoned up about it. Yeah. I don't know if it's like the Catholic stuff.
I think they're both repressed. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's the repression or something, fine. But they were never like, Luga, you know, like no. It was never. So maybe as a kid, you kind of pick up on that. And so you're not like my sexual, like when I saw Aladdin, I knew I was always like, that guy's cool. Yeah, that was what you were. What you were cool. Too. You weren't.
But I never thought of it being an attraction. So I guess, but I think looking back at it being a kid, I'm like, that's the closest thing I guess you could say.
Yeah, someone
like,
being cool is respectable. Yeah.
Like I thought the Terminator was cool.
Yeah, she thought the Terminator was really cool. I was like, and he was cool.
Motorcycle, sunglasses.
Motorcycle, sunglasses.
Leather jacket.
Sunglasses at night.
Even cooler.
That he stole from somebody. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool guy.
It's like you think I'd be the kid in the movie. Like, no. Nah. Like you didn't have the swagger to me.
And also, you don't want to be like the yeah.
And obviously, you're not attracted to an old person. Like, no, that doesn't make sense. But no. Like, I thought he was cool. Cool. And I think that was like,
I think that's what it is.
I think that's like. And then I remember there was a pizza delivery person that came to our house, and I was like, "He looks like the Terminator." And then I freaked out.
Well, yeah, we would hide up the stairs and just like, "Oh my god, the pizza guy's here!" And I'm sure he was
probably
like,
was just like a guy with a similar haircut.
Yeah, probably just had. Probably he probably just had sunglasses something. On. I don't know. Yeah, he probably wore sunglasses one time. And and I was like, wow. Then he was cemented into this character he didn't want to be. He's like, this is who I always am. I put favorite food as a kid because I think that's interesting too.
Mm. Do you know what yours is? I have no idea.
My favorite food as a kid. You know, I really liked simple. I feel like mom making chicken. I don't even eat chicken anymore, but I feel like mom's like breaded chicken. That makes me feel happy.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, I don't think like.
You used to eat that poppy seed noodle stuff.
Almost. Oh, yeah, I still like that. Yeah, poppy seed noodles. Yeah, I like that a lot.
I don't think I like that now, but I'm like, I did used to like it. I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't not like eat some, but I'm like, eh. That's why I feel
I would eat it out of the jar. It was literally like sugar. And just poppy seeds.
Although I had
and it came in a jar and you're supposed to put it with noodles. And I would eat it. I would eat it right out of the jar. And it was so like sweet. It was probably way too much sugar to have. But I was and I was also a kid that I would eat like icing out of the thing. Like I
straight up sugar.
Straight up sugar. Yeah. And then for a while I was really into milk and pickles.
Ew.
I would go through like I don't know if it's like the neurodivergent thing, but
together.
Maybe. Mostly I just like, because I remember dad being like, she's going through pickles too much. So like he'd get like the industrial, like this like huge thing of pickles.
Oh, I remember that. I was like, pickles are good.
Pickles are good. But I was just like, they're not like, you know, and then something about like when you, maybe it was like a growth spurt or something like in my body, like really wanted like milk and I would just drink milk all the time.
Ew.
Yeah. I mean, cold milk. I wasn't like a psycho or anything, but like, yeah, I would drink milk a lot. I'm trying to think.
I don't remember anything like that.
I do feel like I used to make like really good chai tea when I was a kid. I feel like I didn't make it obviously like, but I just feel like I had it like down. I had like a mix down and I remember drinking it after like cross country one day and I'm being like, this
didn't
slaps.
We have the powder though? Wasn't there like a powder chai tea?
Maybe.
That might have been it.
That might have been it.
Maybe.
I'm going to look into it. Maybe I need to get back to my roots here.
Pickles. That's what I need to do. Milk. Pickles.
Milk. Did you have any? I don't feel like you went through anything where you were like, I'm really into this food.
Nothing I can think of.
No.
Maybe I'll think of something later, but.
I'm trying to think if Sean had anything. Yeah, in our house, it was like when we got snacks, they were gone really fast because there's four kids. And there's like only like six things in a snack pack. So it's like each kid gets one. And then.
Yeah, and then our parents are always shocked. Like, how are all the gushers gone? And it's like there's only six and there's four kids.
You have four children.
It's supposed to last the whole week.
And then you'd have to hide food in the pantry.
Do the math.
You have to hide food up top or whatever. And then one time I think one of the shelves broke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to ration your cookies.
You had to ration your cookies like because.
Everyone gets 10 cookies for the week.
Yeah.
Eat them how you will.
I mean, maybe now in like the era of like Costco would have been easier to feed that many kids.
Remember we used to buy milk and freeze it in the basement?
Yeah, we did. And bread.
And bread.
Like and bread. Wonder bread. Yeah. I think when you have that many kids, it's like
I get it.
You have to like create like a process by which you're gonna feed like this army of people.
Yeah,
like it's a lot. And I just remember like
freeze Twinkies down there too.
Twinkies, yeah.
Twinkies not that good.
No, not that good.
Not good.
I was just thinking about this because of like Halloween stuff and about how like there's definitely like foods where like once you get too much of it, you're like
you'll never eat it again.
Yeah, like there was like one Halloween where like maybe it was like. I don't know. Maybe it was because of Bart Simpson, but like we got so many Butterfingers, and like Butterfingers became like like kinda literally like the pennies of money, like the pen, like yeah. you know, a penny level treat. Like everyone was just like, oh.
But if you didn't have candy for like 2 weeks straight, you saw all the Butterfinger, you'd be like, this is good.
Yeah, exactly. But at the like, time, you're like.
But when you're of like wealthy and Butterfingers, you're like, just throw this in the trash.
Yeah, just throw this in the, we don't even need this.
I mean, Tootsie Roll is almost like always trash.
Tootsie Roll is always trash. Tootsie Roll is
like trash level candy.
Yeah,
like,
it is it trash. If you're giving kids Tootsie Rolls, maybe there's some kids that love Tootsie
there
Rolls.
There might be some people that are like.
Really love them.
I like the fruity ones. But
fruity ones.
The chocolate ones. I was yeah. like.
Or like the fancy ones. I don't know what they're, but they come in like the
I forgot about those. Like, that's you know like what I mean? Memory unlocked. Like yeah. It's like caramel. It has like the fruit like and then like cream swirl. Man, I can go for that right now.
Me too. I don't know what it was, but those ones
Mom
were like
probably knows
so
what
good.
That is.
I bet if I looked up like fancy Tootsie Rolls.
Like caramel Tootsie Roll is what it is. It's not Tootsie Roll though. It's a different brand. And they had like stripes on it. There'd be like pink. There was a blue one.
I feel like I never saw them in stores.
There was an orange one, I think.
Hell yeah, there is. I think it is a Tootsie Roll.
Let me see.
You see the colorful one? That's what I'm thinking of.
That's something I mentioned. I always think of the fancy thing. They have like a foil on the outside. That one's not caramel.
I'm thinking of these.
Yeah, those things are good. That's not what I was thinking of.
That's not what she was thinking of.
Swirl.
Oh, those ones are like kind of longer.
Yes.
Thinner.
Thinner. Yes.
Those things rip.
That's what I was thinking of. I was like, whoa.
I have no idea what they are. They're probably caramel like a swirl. Local.
I don't know.
Taffy?
What's a Tootsie Roll?
I think
roll?
It's taffy, isn't it? What is a Tootsie Roll?
They show me this thing, which no one's going to be able to see, but I was like, no, it's not that nasty.
No, it's not a circle. That's gross. Schmidt. Tootsie Roll. It's a taffy. Yeah, taffy. Yeah, it was just like really good taffy. God, that taffy ripped.
Is it taffy? I don't know what that is. I think it's a caramel.
Maybe it's caramel like taffy caramel.
Candy.
Caramel with fruit. Maybe rods.
Yeah. I have to like ask Mom. You know what's also pretty good? Those like Bitto honey candies.
Yeah, Bitto honey's not bad, but that stuff will live in your teeth.
It like hurts your teeth.
You
yeah.
like can't like you can feel the cavities coming.
That tastes so good. I wish they could like so take that flavor, that little bit of honey flavor, and put it in something else.
Put some ice cream.
Yeah, like maybe? Soften it. Soften like make it a
oh
different
yeah a
texture.
Little bit softer. Yep.
That would be nice. Now I'm like I really will get sucked into like trying to find this candy piece.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like what the like the main. I mean, Reese's are always good. But I feel like the candy's kind of changed. I don't know if they've gotten cheaper or something. Maybe it tastes better as
yeah,
a kid.
Probably
but I mean, I'll still eat candy. Don't.
I'm not above candy.
I'm not above candy. That's for real. But
I hate when people are above candy, though. I'm like, okay.
It's always interesting to me when people like, I don't like chocolate.
Yeah.
That always throws me for a loop. I had a roommate that didn't like chocolate. She liked all fruity stuff. And I was kind of like, but then I feel like it kind of opened my heart and mind to more fruity stuff. Like, I kind of got back into, like...
You're like, I'm just not going to turn... All Starbur- sugar is welcome.
Yeah, here. I was like, all sugar may enter the body.
Yes, pretty much.
It's like that guy, just been watching that... the... What is it? The...
Detroiters?
No, the guy that's the cult.
Oh, I don't know his name. Bon John or something?
Yeah.
Guru,
or whatever the
something.
Thing's called, yeah.
Oh, Breath of Fire.
Breath of Fire. And the guy in it is like, yes, like your body is a temple or whatever, but like his body, he's like shoving Taco Bell into
oh, yeah.
And stuff.
This like guru that led like a cult, like probably most of like anything that's a yoga related can drive back to him in their cult that he started. Which anyways, without getting into that whole mess, Breath of Fire is the name of the thing. But yeah, he was like, he liked to eat. He told all of his followers, like, eat super healthy, vegan, and vegetarian. And then he's, like, scarfing down, like, Taco Bell. And, like, he, like, lost his feet to, like, diabetes and stuff.
Crazy.
Like, they're like, why is he so unhealthy? And he had to get a kidney replaced and stuff. And, yeah, he loved Taco Bell. But, like, someone specifically said that he liked to eat old Taco Bell and have somebody mush it all up together.
Ew, disgusting.
And he'd eat that, like, leftover Taco Bell. Mushed up, like blended together and eating that. Like, that sounds disgusting.
Oh my God. That's like yeah. Ew. I've heard some gross stuff, but that is so gross to eat that. Like, what? Oh my God. That's so gross. Mm-hmm. Wait, it's like, I mean, whatever, but it's one thing to eat that, but then another thing to espouse something else. But I just think it's so funny. Like, I remember once, like, like years ago, a kid that I like a kid, I think he like said that he like showered like twice a day or something. Mm-hmm. And my thought, he's like, my body is a temple. And I was like, my body is a temple, but I give the janitor like nights and weekends off, man. Like, mm-hmm. dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a temple, but you gotta have a little fun.
I think it's just weird to call your body a temple.
It is weird. Like, yeah. No, it is weird.
Cause I'm like, I mean, thing that showering makes twice a day, yeah. Not that weird. No. Saying I shower twice a day because my body's a temple. Now I'm getting weirded out.
Now you're getting weird.
I'm creeped out.
Now you're getting weird.
I'm like, I'll take a shower twice a day sometimes.
Yeah, that's fine.
No,
yeah.
No issue.
Especially
there,
in the summer.
Like,
yeah.
Summer, I'm like, you know, ride
whatever
the train,
you're, yeah.
It whatever. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want. But like,
yeah,
I guess it's they the start temple. Adding in these like nice little tidbits here and there.
Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of people do that with like food. They're like, my body is a temple. I can't. You know, and you're like, I mean, if you don't want to eat it, just say, oh, I don't want
my
to eat
temple
it.
Has cool stuff.
Yeah, happens. My temple's got really cool stuff.
Like candy.
My temple has endometriosis.
My body's a temple. It only leaves live in it. Yeah. I'm like, well, mine has cool stuff. Like if I went to my temple, like let's say your body was actually a temple.
Okay.
Hypothetically, I'm like, I want some candy in there.
Yeah,
there's nothing sweet in there. That kind of sucks. I'm like, what am I doing here?
I'm thinking of like a very like Greek forever. Temple, but I feel like mine would be kind of like rotting from the inside out because I kind of feel like that's sort of happening.
Yeah,
like I don't think it's structurally sound. It's still up and upright, so there's that, but it might be a little. It's fragile.
Some walls that are kind of in bad condition.
Definitely some stuff in there that they're like, I don't know, guys. But still pretty good. A lot of stuff's still working, so that's good. But yeah.
I've never thought of like what the physical temple is. I was just more like what would be in there.
Oh, what's going to be in there.
Not the construction.
Oh, there's definitely candy and ice cream in mine.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I want like some treats. Yeah.
Some treats.
I want some treats.
There's some treats. Very nice little chocolatey treats.
Like if, let's say, what if everything you ate was like what you get to eat when you're in heaven? And like you just like were like starving yourself the whole time and eating like weird health stuff. And that's all you get to in the next life or something. It's like, well, you got your fruits and berries. And you're like, and I'm sitting there like, extra candy for me.
Extra candy for me. Somebody, they had this video of this like woman who like her mom is obviously like really, really like,
I don't eat that badly.
No,
honest.
We don't. But
we like to indulge.
But yeah, this woman like whose mom is like obviously a very lovely woman. She like is like watch me tell my mom I'm going on a diet, and she went on a diet. Like she's like I'm going on a diet. You know I can't eat that. And the mom's like, honey, you only live once. Why would you do that to yourself? And it was just like so funny because her instant reaction was just like,
wow,
oh my god, why? Like your body's great. You can't get it back. You gotta, you know. It was just really cute. I was like, wow, that's really healthy.
That is
thank
nice.
You.
Yeah,
that's nice. Way to I guess one of them it says, would you like the kid version of you now? I say this because I don't think I would like the kid version of me. I think that's
like
this
what kid version, like what age we're talking
yeah,
about.
I guess you have to get a specific. I feel like in general I'd like it, but I feel like a teenage me I probably wouldn't like. I feel like kid version of me I'd like.
Yeah.
Yeah. High school Caitlin was too tightly wound. I'd be like, you need to relax. I would have empathy for her, but yeah, I would be like, I mean, like all of them.
Would I like the kid version of me? Probably not, but I would, knowing that it's me and knowing what my is happening or whatever. I think I would try to guide that person a bit.
Be nice to them.
Mm-hmm. Or something like that.
I feel like I would tell them, I'm like, you're a lot funnier than you think.
Yeah, I think there's something about where it's like you wouldn't know. It's like, okay, so would you like the kid version of you? It's like, oh, I was like painfully shy and couldn't talk to people. So like that person can't really interact well with other people. So
no,
like that,
you wouldn't
that's
know
a
them.
Hard person to interact with. So
right.
Like,
I think you just try to be like a safe space for that person.
Yeah.
Like a sky or like
yeah,
a
so it's like
blue,
oh, like the people that like you see that when you meet like kids that are like, oh, that person's outgoing or like they have a personality and that kid's easy to talk to. And it's like, oh, that's fun. That's cool. That's surprising mm-hmm. that kid can do that. Mm-hmm. So that makes them like likable or something. It doesn't mean that. Yeah, it's just it's interesting that I'm like, oh, it would be hard to interact with that person.
Yes. Yeah.
And then
I don't know how talkative. I feel like I was still pretty shy.
And then too, it's like, I think I would just try to help be like.
But I feel like I could get to them easier because I would know all the things. I'd be like, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Laser lob or blazer lob? And they'd be like, what? How do you know about that?
I'm yeah,
like,
that's real.
I know about everything.
I know about everything because I am you.
Because I am you. And they'd be like, yeah. What? Would the kid version of you like you?
Hmm.
I feel like you give off good energy. I feel like they'd be like a safety thing of like, this person's
chill. I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I do cool stuff and yeah. seem cool. I think that.
I think it's an energy thing. Hobbies, I think my hobbies, if you're yeah. crazy and you're like more whatever, I feel like us as kids, we probably, even if somebody was like, had big positive energy, I feel like I would be kind of like, ooh.
Yeah,
a,
yeah,
a
yeah.
little bit.
Yeah, like also, scared. Like I respect a boundary of like a kid's like, you know, if like, you know, sometimes when I go see Bella, our niece, for a little bit at first, she's like a little bit standoffish. I'm mm-hmm. like, I kind of try to respect that. Like, okay, you're taking a minute to warm up. I'm not trying to get into your space and be like, Auntie's here.
Give me a hug. Like, give me a kiss.
Yeah, like, I'm like forcing I mean, this you thing, maybe don't this know energy me. On yeah. them. And yeah. it's like, yeah, you're excited. But like, I just read what the kid's doing. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Like, she's also a person.
Like the same way you would with a normal adult.
Yeah, human or being. A dog.
Like, or, yeah, exactly. Like I look at their energy. So I think the kid version of me would like that about somebody.
Yeah.
And you know, like someone like Chacha was somebody that was very, or Anne was very much like someone that I thought I liked a lot and always felt comfortable and safe around her.
Yeah. And she's not
her like, energy is like chill.
Yeah.
And
not like, what are you up to, whatever. Like it is nice, like I do those, like appreciate I adults like, that like
yeah I like try the adults to make the yeah they do effort. But like I think that was felt too much or something.
Yeah,
whereas somebody that was more like relaxed or easygoing mm-hmm. was easier for me. Yeah. That doesn't mean I didn't like any of those other yeah. aunts and uncles. I still like them and stuff. And then I think like I like them more as an adult because I was more comfortable myself. Right?
Yeah.
But then as a kid, like being uncomfortable and unsure.
Think, though too, like we are as adults. I think we're like I like this comic made a joke. I don't know what his name was, but last night, and it was so funny because he's like, I'm an uncle, and he's like, and I just remember I started thinking back of like my uncles, and like 90% of my uncles' like conversations with me are like, you doing good in school? How's school going? And then you're like, I'm 29. And they're like, all right, keep at it. You know, yeah, like they yeah. don't know what's going on. Like they know like the basic things. And I feel like there's more of like, maybe it's because once you have your own kids, you don't care as much. But I'm like, I don't feel like they knew anything about like my personality or they didn't engage same. In wine. I mean,
I feel like we're like outgoing or saying stuff. It was just like, he owns the smart kid. Look at you be smart. You're like, oh yeah, I guess.
I don't know.
That's like, about it.
Like they're just like getting like the basic stuff where like you're not like really asking the kid like what do you like? Like what do you up
to? Yeah, probably because you have your own kids and
you're like I got like too many. I gotta keep their friends' names straight.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they're not, but
yeah,
if they are. Let me see, what's the last one? Oh, I put what would you tell your younger self? I'd say it gets better.
Invest in Amazon.
Just go straight to money.
Oh, yeah.
Invest in Amazon.
That kid teed up real nice.
Oh, I know that kid. Real nice. Real teed up.
Look, you're not going to have to work, buddy.
Listen, forget Beanie Babies. Invest in Amazon.
Get grandma That's smart. To buy some Amazon shares.
That's really smart, yeah. Google.
I'm not working.
Apple. Yeah.
We worked enough as kids. I would have my...
Hell yeah.
I told my
yeah, we did work like, too much
you
as
You
want
to get out? Here. Tell... I don't know how as a child I would figure out how to invest is all.
Sure.
That's the problem.
That's a big problem. That's I mean, issue. I guess if you're an adult, you can give them money or something.
But or I just tell them how to do it. I guess yeah. I would figure out how to do it.
Like, here's $500.
I hardly know how to do it now.
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot. I would just be like.
It's like a man with money, so I don't have to worry about it.
Look. Yeah. So I would basically get them so they don't. Nice. So we don't have to work anymore. And we'd go to art school and stuff like that. I would also give them the names of people to avoid in the future kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you have to go. I think it's almost like, because let's say you avoid that person, then I think you have experience with something else that's like the same thing. So I think
there's no getting around
it. I think there's almost like, or there's like the thing where it's like you would have to keep going back in time to tell them to not do that thing. But then if you don't do the thing, then you wouldn't know to go back. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah.
So you can't do something like that. I think you have to go live that.
You have to be like, sorry, you got to live through.
You still
some
have to be with
stuff.
Some of those things.
Yeah.
But I would be like,
maybe get therapy earlier. Therapy might have helped maybe earlier. Or maybe just knowing certain things. Like if I was like, listen, this isn't good. So
there was definitely stigma around therapy, at least in my mind,
oh,
until
yeah.
after college because yeah. I didn't, only knew like one person that went to therapy, and I was like, that's crazy. They must be like really messed up.
Yeah.
Like, and like, I don't think they were.
No, I think they were actually like probably getting better.
Yeah. Like it was.
Yeah. Nowadays it's like that's now, like one like, of the plus sizes.
It seems like weird that that person like, wow, they're so radical. And you're like, like an extreme.
Like, wow, it's basically. And they talked about being
like,
therapy.
Oh, like. They talked about like words like boundaries. I'm like, wow, this person's like so high maintenance.
And it's yeah. No, and you're like, oh, no, know. That's just like we didn't know what that was.
I didn't know these words or anything or
to use them. Yeah.
That must have been pretty isolating for
them. Yeah, like, that sucks.
God, I'm around all these idiots that I don't know anything about.
I don't remember people. I mean, as someone who went to, I mean, therapy earlier, I don't remember people being like mean to me about it or at all.
I don't think anyone would be mean about it, but I think it seems like, oh wow, like something is really going on with you that you have therapy.
And I was like,
that was my impression of it.
There is something really going on with me. So yeah. I was fine with, I guess, people thinking that. But now in retrospect, you're like, oh, you could be perfectly fine and still be like, oh, I'm going to go to therapy and help myself out.
What was the question you just asked?
The last thing I said. Oh, it was.
Oh, would you go back in time and tell them or something?
Yeah. Would you tell your younger self?
Oh yeah, the investments for sure.
The investments for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to tell anything to my younger self that's going to stop the corporate machines or the systems at large. Yeah. So I might as well make nothing life you can do pretty about comfy, that. Cozy.
No, yeah, yep.
And then, you know, put a little change in the pocket. So
it's a little change in the pocket.
Maybe we invent something. We take away an invention from somebody else.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
I feel like the investment's the easiest thing. This way we don't take anything from anybody else. That's probably the easiest thing.
In case.
Yeah, you know.
Unless it's like Musk or something.
Yeah.
Bezos or create Amazon.
Create an electric car, child.
Yeah, create an electric car.
I don't like
I can't get investors. Yeah.
I don't understand chemistry.
I have no money to back me.
Go into business, actually, because doing the thing is just means you're a worker, honey. Yeah. You'd be in charge of money and then.
Don't just create wealth for others, which sucks, but. That's real. Sucks.
Yeah, investments. Would you change your answer now that I said investments? Being the kid to invest.
Yeah, I guess if I could, I would tell myself to do.
What was your answer originally?
I would say the first thing I said is it'll get better.
Oh, okay.
Was the first thing. I guess I would also tell myself that I'm like,
I don't even say anything about it. I'm like, we got to get money. We need it.
Yeah, we need it. I would tell myself I'm funnier than I think I am. Yeah, I would, especially when like, if I go back to like early 20s and stuff, I'm like, you're funny and what you say is funny. It's that you're surrounded by, that like, this is like inherently a sexist industry and that whatever. Because there are jokes now that I say that work. And that I did in my 20s that nobody, maybe it's like the audience has changed or whatever, maybe, and they've gotten smarter or something. I was just like, I would just be like, oh, make like, right. And then I would also say it'd be nice if I wrote some more stuff down. I do like the fact that like on my notes app, I have stuff that I wrote whenever I got this fancy phone 2014. So it's nice to have that and like write stuff down of like how you feel at that. That's like nice to like go back and read and like joke idea things, because I feel like there's some things like where I was like going through and I forgot certain stuff that I had like made up or just stuff that I'd gone through. So and also like just weird stuff people say. Because I'd want to read it now. I guess I should start doing that now for my later self. Then when I'm 50, I can read it and be like, wow, Kaylin was so crazy.
Ahead of times.
me and like the or like I'm reading it back and I was like, wow, back when I could read and write in this country, what a time.
What would you want like a future version of you could come and appear here, like one that's 20 years older than you?
Okay,
what would you want them to tell you?
I wanted them to tell you the work was worth it. That would be nice. If they're like, all the work that you did, it was not for nothing, which it might be.
Right.
But I think that would be nice. That would be a really thing, like a thing that I'd made the right choices, I guess, in life.
Oh, deciding so certain basically things. Basically feeling good about where you're at now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want them to tell me where to invest.
I want to know where to put the money.
Where do I put the money, future me?
And future you is like, oh, you don't have money anymore. They took that away. No, women can't own things anymore. I don't. Mm. They took that away. That was like one of the first things they did. Oh, shoot. So they're like, none of your investments would have mattered if you'd made them at 10 years old. You don't own anything anymore.
Like, oh, that's where you go. I'm like, capitalism destroyed.
Oh, capitalism's destroyed.
We actually live in a more community-based society. And
that'd be lovely, yeah.
It doesn't really matter that much. People just kind of like, you know, work at a cafe and make art and, you know, it's work really at the farm. Nice.
People do it's like a chill. Little bit. You do like a little bit of work and then you got to do a little admin stuff to organize, of course. And yeah, everything's kind of really chill, actually.
Everyone has dogs and stuff. And
everyone's got like dogs, gardens, really community-based. Focus on gardens. Really beautiful.
Great.
Yeah, there's like fish back in the ocean.
There's a few there's bad dolphins. Years back there.
Yeah, real bad. After Trump got elected bad.
Again. But, now, but after, like, it was really the catalyst that.
Yeah.
Opened up the world to be like this amazing place now. You don't even need to invest. That's the coolest thing about the
exactly.
Future.
Like,
really? Like, no. I'm just kidding.
The dodo came back.
The dodo came back.
We've got like
rivers are clean. You can swim in the river. Like
you can swim in everything.
Swim
you drink.
In Chicago downtown river. Like it's not even a thing.
Great
it's
and
very clean.
Yeah, things are going really well. That would be lovely. People nice. Love comedy and they want to listen to
art. Art is the coolest thing. Art is the new like.
That's kind of my thing about the recent election, which is like whatever. I don't fucking care if people are annoyed by this.
No, I say art, I mean creative.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I was just like, what makes me mad is like, and I saw like a few people being like cutting off like family members or cutting off like friends and being like, I'm not going to give you my energy, or like a lot of people leaving their spouses.
Mm.
Because they voted differently and against their rights and stuff. But I was like, my kind of thing is like, you guys don't get access to our funny. I'm sick of y'all being like, because they'll send me videos and be like, this guy's so funny. I'm like, that guy's a leftist. You won't get to listen to him anymore.
Yeah, that like, would be the same with music.
Yeah, no music for you. No.
You only get
Kid Rock. That's it. No more music. Oh, you want to come to Chicago?
And
that
Kid
you're
Rock's
so
like, I still am kind of creative, so I don't really want to. Be
he's like, actually, he's like, not I'm even just into, paid.
He's like, I was just making money off.
I'm
them.
Just making money off of this. I actually don't.
So
yeah,
like, yeah, I guess no. they would just get the sellout artists that are like, yeah, like, I like getting money, and like this crowd's desperate for somebody that can relate to their
that's
politics.
Fine. Do that. You can you have them, and then if you want no more Bruce Springsteen. You don't get to Beyonce. You don't get to come to Chicago and shit on the city and be like, this place is so dangerous, and then come to our theaters and come to our plays and come to our things. Culture. You get to
watch our movies.
Watch our movies. No, you can if you want entertainment. You
your
got
dumb adventures.
You got cornfields. Probably not even that. You can watch. Yeah, and then you get I don't know you can listen to whatever the
talk radio
and then whatever Fox the News. Local pastors whatever his type five is that's what you get to listen to. No more access to this stuff. We're entertaining all these people.
Yeah, I would say all entertainment is probably likely made
pretty
by
left
liberal
yeah. people. Yeah,
even something as stupid as like Family Guy is gonna end up being kind of like the writers on that are gonna still probably be kind of left.
Yeah. And that's like, I don't know if you saw this, but like the like conservatives try to make, like, I think maybe you've probably seen it, but like.
You guys get Joe Rogan's like, I don't even want
Joe Rogan's like, I don't want him either.
I don't want him either. Oh, God.
No, you guys get what, everyone,
no,
I feel
now
like.
Now Joe Rogan has to take them because you helped create them. So
yeah, that no, they're your problem, buddy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
I like
guess fear
idea.
Is not a factor.
They shouldn't be watching this media. They're
no.
so like fucking like.
No.
Gung-ho about
I saw a creator be like beliefs. He's like, every video I make, I want you to make you uncomfortable. He's like, you didn't want to vote for my rights, whatever. You don't want to like, you know, that's fine. But you
it
don't
it is interesting to like be like, oh, just something that has nothing to do with politics at all.
Yep.
Just like a nice.
But all
movie.
Art has to do with politics. Kind of.
Yeah, I don't get how they watch some of the stuff and like don't take it in. But like, whatever. Let's just
I mean, that's like
Paddington 2.
Right. Yeah.
You guys don't get it anymore.
No more Paddington 2.
We're taking it away.
That's like the guys that like listen to
vault.
Rage Against the Machine and they're like, I didn't know they were liberal. I'm like, are you like, I'm sorry, but you just must not listen to lyrics. I don't or not. Which I mean, I get that. Sometimes I don't hear lyrics properly.
Yeah, some people don't. I'm like,
I usually listen to the lyrics or want to know what they're saying, but I understand because especially as a kid before you could like look up lyrics on the internet, there were like a lot of things where I was like, oh wow, that's what they were saying. Did not hear that. But yeah, no more access to that. You guys don't get it. Sorry. You fudged up. Now you can And I'm so annoyed of them. They keep posting stuff like, we can all be friends. I'm like, fuck off. We can all be friends.
Shut up. When you guys didn't win, you guys stormed the Capitol.
Shut yeah, exactly. Up. Shut up. Like, we could all be friends. Someone did a video where they were like,
doesn't matter.
Where the guy is like conservatives for like 8 years. They're like calling like gay people like pedophiles and drag queens this and like blah, blah, blah. And then when a leftist is like, fuck off. They're like, so much for the tolerant left. you guys are so mean. I'm like, you guys are giant babies.
Yeah.
Also, we're much better at insulting people.
Yeah.
You don't want to go. I mean, we have, again, all the creatives. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't want to go.
And they'll make the argument. They're like, well, we have all the food. I'm like, okay, fine. Then we'll starve. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We're creative people. You guys will not.
Also, who's picking your food?
Yeah. Well, they probably get those people to vote too sometimes.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I don't know.
We should wrap up here.
I guess we should wrap up at something. Should we wrap up on something nice?
Nice. Something nice.
I don't know anything that's like not like a bummer.
Yeah. Stanley, the dog, my dog.
Oh, yeah, Stanley.
Angel.
He's very cute and he has a great personality. And I'm trying to think of something funny Stanley said.
Nothing. He didn't say anything funny.
No, but he does say funny stuff all the time. Remember when our dad reused the floss?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fun story.
That was fun. I was going to tie that in with something earlier you said. Something with the guy mushing up the food, the Taco Bell food and eating it, the leftovers. And I was like, well, at least he's not reusing. I mean, it's like almost the same as reusing
it is.
Floss.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's almost as bad.
It's maybe like an illness. Like maybe it's like when somebody's doing stuff that are like that weird, they're probably doing other things.
That's weird. And they're probably raising kids that are making podcasts.
That
you're listening to.
We're out. Thanks for listening to our nonsense. If you like it, follow Checker Podsky on all the platforms. If you want to support Caitlin's stand-up, and I know you do, follow her at Caitlin Check. And if you're trying to air out some family secrets or, you know, you have some grievances you want to just share, feel free to reach out at checkerpodsky@gmail.com. Shout out Mike Knight, our producer, and Alex Oliver, who made our awesome jingle. Bye.